From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Trump gains opposition. Republican U.S. presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is drawing rebukes from across the world for proposing a total ban on Muslims entering the United States. Trump said the ban should be in effect until the country's leaders can, in his words, figure out what's going on about possible new terrorist attacks. White House spokesman Josh Earnest on Tuesday called Trump's rhetoric offensive and toxic.
The question now is about the rest of the Republican Party and whether or not they're going to be dragged into the dustbin of history with them. And right now, the current trajectory is not very good.
British Prime Minister David Cameron called Trump's plan divisive, unhelpful, and quite simply wrong. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he is hopeful the talks will be held next week on ending the war in Syria. Speaking after a meeting with U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in Paris, Kerry said the talks, scheduled for December 18th in New York, will depend on events in the coming week, including a Saudi-led conference of the Syrian opposition. Russia says it has for the first time struck Islamic State targets in northern Syria with missiles fired from a submarine in the Mediterranean. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told President Vladimir Putin that cruise missiles targeted two positions near the Islamic State-controlled city of Raqqa. A South African judge has granted bail to Oscar Pistorius. The Olympic athlete appeared in court Tuesday to hear whether he could remain under house arrest while awaiting new sentencing. An appeals court last week convicted him of murder in the 2013 shooting death of his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp. Judge Aubrey Ledwaba said Pistorius could be released on bail but would remain under house arrest. This is VOA News. The United States is reviewing reports that Iran carried out a ballistic missile test last month in violation of UN Security Council resolutions. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Samantha Power said Tuesday the United States is conducting a serious review of the reports and will take appropriate steps if they are true. Fighting erupted in Afghanistan Tuesday when a group of at least nine Taliban suicide bombers attacked the airport in Kandahar. Regional Corps Commander General Daoud Shah Wafadar told VOA he was apparently the target of the attack. He said a bodyguard was killed and another wounded. The general said Afghan forces quickly engaged the assailants and killed four of them, while the rest took up positions in a nearby school building. Debate over accepting Syrian refugees erupted anew on Capitol Hill Tuesday, with dueling news conferences offering sharply different views on how to keep the United States safe and sustain American values. Michael Bowman has more.
Republican Senator and presidential hopeful Ted Cruz announced legislation to place a moratorium on refugees from Syria and allow individual U.S. states to opt out of receiving those from Islamic State-controlled lands. President Barack Obama has pledged to veto any bill halting America's acceptance of Syrian or Iraqi refugees. Last month, the House of Representatives voted to do just that, but it is not clear if or when the Senate will take up the bill or any similar legislation. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
Democrats in both the House and the Senate used procedural tactics Tuesday to try to get Republican leaders to take up gun control legislation. The failed legislation would have prevented any person on the FBI so-called no-fly list from buying a gun. The proposal was said to be in response to recent mass killings in the United States. Republicans opposed the legislation, saying some innocent people end up on the list mistakenly, and no one can find out whether he or she is on the list. The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments Tuesday in a voting rights case. Two Texas voters are challenging the way the state draws up its legislative districts. They asked the court to decide if the principle of one person, one vote requires state legislative districts to be apportioned on the basis of the state's total population rather than on the number of citizen voters. The results of that case could shift voting power from urban to rural areas. Economic forecasters say the U.S. economy will grow a bit more slowly than first thought next year, but they also say the outlook for jobs and the housing market is good. Taking a brief look at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day down today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.